the main thing is just to be present with him where he is, or where he was each day. One of my favorite quotes is by Theodore Roosevelt, who said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." And that definitely applies when it comes to dementia, because as it was progressing, I could look at him and I could see his behavior, or how little he could talk or do or communicate, and I could sit there and choose to say, oh my gosh, I remember how amazing my dad was and how smart he was, and he has a PhD in physics, and, you know, and compare him to what he was in his prime, and that is just sad and depressing. But instead, I would just be like, okay, he's smiling, or, oh wow, he's really enjoying that squirrel outside, or, oh, I got him to roll his eyes at me, because he always rolled his eyes at me. So if I could get him to laugh or roll his eyes at me, I felt like I had connected with him.
Because the comparison, somewhat, it feels like you're just, mm-hmm, you're in this constant hamster wheel of grief. Let's get that.
Yeah, so it is truly the pivot. Like, okay, you're going to pivot to happy, and or happier at least, if you're looking for those little things that you can smile about or find amusing or interesting, instead of comparing to how they used to be or focusing on how sad you are that you're losing the person. I think a lot of people lose a lot of time to connect and have meaningful moments and memories with their loved ones because they're so focused on what they're losing, even though they're still sitting right in front of them.